Podcast opener.
From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
It is indeed. Hello. Podcast opener it is.
We won't have done a podcast of Friday's episode last week because we were busy broadcasting from the Inclusive Kids Kitchen. But if you missed it, $50,000 raised.
Yeah.
For Inclusive Kids, feeding Sunny Coast kids that are going to school hungry. So
We're stoked with that result.
We've summed up the podcast in about 20 seconds.
Yeah, we did just repeat ourselves for 12 hours, but it was good fun. Today's
Could
podcast,
you imagine if it was a podcast? 12 hours worth of just the same.
Yeah, anyway. Would have been some bad gear. Today's gear, much better. We try and convince a Gen Zer that some slang words are real and she freaks out.
We lie to her thinking that she might be uncool now at 21 and the kids coming through are creating new slang. She's just not across.
Yeah.
Irrelevancy happens to all of us.
So true. Plus, we drink espresso martinis live on the radio. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Yesterday, I was out and about watching the sunset and some kids ran past me and I was not expecting to get angry at little kids.
Oh, geez.
But I did. I got angry.
Are you turning into a grumpy old man who hates them children running around having fun?
Look, I turned 30 last year.
True.
You know, it's all downhill from here. That's what I've been told.
No, I'm loving my 30s, to be honest.
Buying a house, it's all good.
It's been good so far, yeah.
It's all coming up Millhouse. Well, for me, I saw these kids run past and I got jealous.
Why is that, Tuzzy?
Not only could they run down a hill without falling over and hurting themselves and hurting their knees and, you know, popping anything, but they had light-up shoes. Well, you could pop a knee or something, you know. Light-up shoes.
Ah, yes.
Why are they only for kids? I would wear light-up shoes.
Would you?
If they were for adults.
Look, I could do a quick Google and see if they've got some out there for you.
Don't do that because that actually undoes the whole point of this segment right now. 545-11919, Sunny Coast. What's something just for kids that you want as an adult?
Yeah, I get jealous of kids on a pretty regular basis, mainly because all the things I hate doing in life, kids don't have to do.
No.
You know, like
I don't have to clean
paying
toilets,
bills,
yep.
Cooking dinner.
Run a radio show.
Well, you know, true. I mean, they don't. You know, but the main thing I get mad at kids about, kids' menus.
Oh, the nuggets.
I want to be able to order nuggets and chips and not be judged.
$6.
Yes.
Yes, please. I'll take that. I'm not very wealthy right now. Need everything I can get. Fiona from Palmview, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how you going?
Hi Fee, well, thanks. What are you jealous of kids for?
I reckon adults should have lolly bags at parties.
Oh, yes! Fee! Absolutely.
My daughter and I were discussing it. We're like, yeah, bring them back.
Yes, why don't we? Even like adult themed lolly bags, you know? Chuck a couple of protein bars and just.
That's boring.
Oh, no, is that boring?
How boring is that?
No, but like.
No.
If adults are more conscious.
You showed your true colours there. Sit in it. Fiona wants lolly bags. You'll go, I would love a protein bar. That's very adult of you.
Chocolate, maybe some booze.
You're right.
Maybe some booze. Thank you, Fiona, for a genuine addition.
That is great. All right, keep the calls
going.
I take it back as soon as I said it.
I asked my dad the same question. I said, is there anything that kids have that are just for kids that you'd like as an adult? And he goes, oh, those shoes with the wheels on. I was like, roller skates? He goes, no, the regular shoes that you can just lift up onto your heels.
Yeah.
He said he'd be able to do the shopping. Using the shopping trolley and then just get a bit of speed up onto your heels and roll with the trolley.
Oh, I feel like I'd go bum down, legs up in those though, you know?
Would you?
That's not the expression I was looking for. You know when you fall on your butt? Anyway.
Let's go to the phones. Let's save you here. Bum down, legs up.
Mel's in Flyby. Mel, what is it that you as an adult are jealous of kids for?
I'm jealous of how much energy they have all the time.
Yeah.
I don't have any, but I want them. I
feel
your sister.
I'm running at 20% max all the time. Like that's kind of how much
that's
I charge.
Yeah.
Love it, Mel. Thank you. And we'll go to Glasshouse Mountains where Adam is. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good, man.
Thanks.
What are you jealous of kids for? What's just for kids and that you'd like for adults?
Well, it's very similar to you about them being on the hill, but it's about being on the hill at Sunny Coast Stadium. Like, they get away with tackling each other. If I go and tackle somebody, I'm a drunken fool and I get kicked out for it.
Very true,
sounds
Adam.
Like you need to test it out, Adam.
What, are you offering
mate, I've already done it. I've tested it, and proved it, mate.
Oh, that's a great one. Love Thank it. You, Adam. Suzanne in Brightwater. Suzanne,
hey guys.
What's something for kids that you want? We're good.
That's good. What's been set? Because I've just gotten in here, enter car, so I'll repeat it.
So we've got their energy, the fact that they can tackle each other at the on the hill at the Sunshine Coast Stadium and not get kicked out.
And Fee wants lolly bags at parties.
Okay. Would it be inappropriate if I said that you can shit yourself and you don't have to worry about it? Okay.
Look, if you say at the beginning, is it inappropriate if, and then swear, Suzanne, that's not enough.
Is pooping yourself something that you would like to do, you know? Like, I don't strive for that as an adult.
No, you know, if it happened as an accident, you wouldn't have to worry about it. I was just trying to think of things. It's not that I really want it. I love watching kids' movies, so personally, I would like to go to the movies. When I had my kids, when they were little, that was probably the best part. But
then why not go with that over the pooping yourself gear, Suzanne?
All right.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Finally, Marcus in Narimba, is that you?
That's me.
Marcus, why are you jealous of the children?
I want a mandatory nap time.
Oh,
here we go.
How did I not think of this?
Hang on, let's pick the brain of the great man right here. Marcus, what time and how long for, mate?
I'm thinking probably around 11 o'clock and at least an hour.
Done. Oh. And do you know what? Chuck one in at 3 as well.
I'd love that because you go in, you have your nap, you wake up, lunchtime.
Oh.
Yeah. Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
We're a little scared of our Gen Zer in the building. Her name's Danny. She's 21, I think, and she is a savage.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't hold back. She'll make fun of your outfit every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes it's warranted, but that's all right. We thought we'd flip the tables on her. I came across this thing on the weekend. A guy is a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He makes up Gen Z slang and tries to convince his kids that it's real. She thinks that she's in the know and she thinks she's cool. Can we convince her that we've created these new Gen Z? Well, actually, there are new Gen Z slang. And
that she hasn't heard of.
She's starting to become uncool at 21.
All right. She's standing outside the studio now. Let's bring her. Out. Danny?
Yeah, you can come in now.
Come in?
Yep. Come in, Danny. Here we go. Hello. There we go. Hello, Danny.
Hi, Taz.
She scares
into
the living daylights.
If you can. Into the mic, Danny, if you can.
Out of me. Because she's so savage. She critiques my outfit. Today, apparently the outfit I'm wearing makes it look like I like to go camping. I don't know how.
Which to her is a huge payout.
Yeah, that's
too.
An insult, apparently. Now, Danny, we do like to get you on the show, though, because your unique Gen Z perspective teaches us things.
Mm-hmm.
However, Tazzy.
Well, I found a TikTok with a teacher who teaches grade 8 and 9 students over in the States. He says, if you want to be on the cutting edge of slang, I've got 3 new slang words that you need to know to be cool in Gen Z. He's our age. He feels like he's out of the loop, but because he works with these kids, he has to be on his game. He says, these are the new ones that are coming through.
Okay.
And I thought, how old are you, Danny?
I am 21.
I think Danny might start to feel a little bit too old now.
Oh, the tables have turned.
Okay, settle down. We'll see.
The kids coming through might have some slang that Danny doesn't know. This is gold.
All right. Shall we hit her with the first one?
So, yeah, go the first one.
Parked. A parked car is not moving. It's boring. It's done. It's over, right? So you'd say, oh, my gosh, it's not even lunch yet. This day is absolutely parked.
Pardon me?
Parked. What do you think? Have you heard of it before?
No.
No!
Oh!
Oh, my God, stop it.
Wow. So parked. So if a car's parked, it's not going anywhere, if it's just dreary, 2 o'clock every afternoon, you know, you might be just thinking, oh, it's just a parked day right now.
Yeah, that game of footy I watched on the weekend was parked. Nothing happened.
That doesn't even sound cool. Would you guys use that?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll try and use it. If Gen Z or whatever's next, whatever Gen coming through now is.
Yeah, we're committed to being cool. That's for sure. All right. Slang term number 2.
Pebbles. This basically means easy. Like if there's a boulder or mountain in your way, that's bad. But if it's just pebbles, smooth sailing, right? Someone was like, hey, how was that test? Absolutely pebbles, brother.
Have you heard of that one?
No. What the hell is pebbles?
Pebbles is gold. I actually don't mind pebbles because I can kind of get around it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just easy.
No, but like, how does it make sense? I'm sorry, make it make sense.
Okay, he just did. Like a big boulder in your way, that makes it hard.
Yeah,
but
that'd
just
be
a
problem.
Little pebble, you can step right over that. Yeah, no
pebbles
worries.
Is just, that's pebbles, bro.
Pebbles, bro.
I really like it.
Makes sense to me.
I agree.
All right.
I actually really like that one. I think that's my favorite of the three that we have here.
I'm not liking this.
You're not liking feeling old? Welcome to our lives.
Oh, wow. Oh. Rich coming from you.
All right. Slang term number three. If you don't know this one, Danny,
come on,
you're
Danny.
Officially old.
You got this.
And the last one, feta. This is a negative thing. Feta cheese is very crumbly. It falls apart easily. So you'd say something like, oh, you did great on the multiple choice section of the test, and then you got to the essay, total feta.
Oh, she's touching her eyes.
Have you heard of feta before?
No. No.
I love it.
No. No.
Great. Zero from three.
No, this
Danny,
is not happening.
Welcome to irrelevance like the rest of us.
No, this has got to be a joke. This has got to be a joke. What do you mean,
do you
feta?
Mean?
Are you going to use pebbles, feta, like
no,
feta cheese?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Say feta.
It's, mate.
If it crumbles.
You're parked if you think it doesn't make sense. Yeah. We think it's pebbles.
Danny, guess what?
What?
Those are all made up Gen Z slang.
I was going to say, stop it.
You're officially still young.
I was actually concerned. Of course I am.
You're still cool, Ellie.
Live across the sunny coast. Ellie. Taz. 91.9. CFM.
91.9 CFM. We are Ellie and Taz. Another huge shout out to the people of the Sunny Coast for raising $50,000 last week for Inclusive Kids. We're so proud of you. We're so proud to be a part of it.
You've blown us away.
Yeah, absolutely.
I couldn't wipe the smile off my face all weekend. I did see something on the weekend, though, I want to bring to the show very quickly. Sunny Coast, probably most of you can relate to this as well. We've all chucked a sickie, lied about it.
Push. Speak for yourself. I've never chucked a sickie.
Oh, come on.
I've not. I am a diligent and hardworking employee.
If you work in Queensland, you have chucked a sickie in your time at some point. And if you haven't yet, you will in future. Trust me. There was a post I saw on an NRL fantasy, like a fantasy team group that I'm a part of. And he's gone, hey, blokes. Can anybody at the Magic Round right now, this is Friday night, can anybody at the Magic Round send a photo of the game? I took work off today, said I got tickets to the game, forgetting it was in Brisbane. So I don't know where he's based, but I've stuck to it and I've dribbled my way here. People came out in droves, hundreds of comments of people in Suncorp Stadium watching the Sharks play or whatever it was on the Friday, taking pictures, sending them to the chat so that he can then send those pictures to his boss and go, great seats
awesome.
At the game. How good is that? Isn't that just blokes looking after blokes?
It is. I mean, or it's a direct, like an indictment on the Australian society that everyone's so willing to jump at someone breaking the rules. But what, Mike, why did I get so principle-like just
then? Use
the
word indictment as well.
I know.
Very big.
Wow. My question is, did he use an anonymous account?
He did
post
anonymously.
Did he? Okay,
yes.
Good. I was going to say, otherwise his whole argument's up in flames.
Covering his tracks. So we don't know who he is, the mystery man. However, he was pretending to be at the Magic Round and he must have got away with it because he's just sent a photo of Magic Round from somebody else. I love it. I thought it was genius.
Props to him. I like it when people are smart about chucking a sickie.
Next time you chuck a sickie, at least ask for some photo evidence.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can make sure of
get
it.
In the Facebook group.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
That is Hozier, too sweet on 91.9 CFM. Hello. Ooh,
not a sweet tooth, Hozier.
Isn't he?
No.
And I loves a Dorito. He's a really
savory guy.
Savory guy. I get it. Me too, Hozier.
No one says too savory for me. Thanks.
But
don't have a savory tooth.
Great follow-up single.
Oh, yeah.
We're Ellie and Taz. This is CFM. And look, we've been talking about it for a while now, but we do need to mention it one more time.
It's huge.
It hurts to hear that many Sunny Coast kids are going to school without food in their bags or their tummies. Inclusive Kids are here to help with their Fuel for School food program.
We have had a massive month here at CFM. We teamed up with Inclusive Kids to try and raise as much money as we could for kids in Sunny Coast School who were going to school each day without the right food or with no food at all.
This isn't going to stop the problem, the solution that Inclusive Kids have come up with, but it is going to help hopefully turn the tide at least a little bit. These dried fruit packs are going to be given to teachers across the Sunny Coast and they can distribute to kids that are doing it tough in these schools because the teachers, they know the ones that are coming to school with no food. And I haven't been able to wipe the smile off my face all weekend, Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
I have been so proud of the amazing Sunny Coast. There's so many beautiful people out there that have donated hard-earned cash and pocket money from kids and businesses getting involved. It's incredible how much you were able to raise, Sunny Coast.
Absolutely.
It's not us. We're not raising it.
Oh, no. We're just the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Paul Morton from Inclusive Kids joins us now. Hello, Paul.
G'day, guys. How are you both? Are you well?
We are very well.
On cloud nine, Paul, after Friday.
What a great intro and what a great recap, Taz, there on terms of can't wipe the smile off your face. Yeah. Isn't that true? It was an amazing, not just an amazing program, but an amazing Friday.
Yeah.
Where we packed 190 kilos of dried fruit.
We'd broadcasted for 12 hours while we were doing this. My fingers, by the end of the day, from sealing all those fruit packs,
yeah,
I tell you what.
Yeah, you did the sealing job.
I needed to stretch them out real nice on Friday night.
Excuse me?
How good was that, Ellie? I mean, you've got a new career after radio, I suspect, in sealing fruit packs.
Oh, I agree.
You did an amazing job.
Couldn't agree more, Paul.
How many food packs did we put together, Paul? Total, do you know?
On Friday, we did around 4,000 packs.
Wow.
So 4,000 packs on Friday. So you know, everything from Jets to the ARB team to Car Coop to Crick's Volkswagen, Rotary, you know, everybody got involved and did an hour with us,
yeah.
As you guys know. And we ended up with just shy of 4,000 packs,
wow.
Which is incredible.
And
but a bigger number. Mm. Oh, sorry, yeah. Elle.
Oh, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
You are at the bank. You've got the total. We did announce a total on Friday. I've got a drum roll here. I've got my drum in the studio for this occasion. Can you let us know?
What kind of drum is it?
It's a snare.
Okay. Oh, I didn't think you were going to know that.
I left my bongo at home.
Invested in a fancy drum.
Paul, after the drum roll, can you please tell us how much the Sunny Coast raised for Inclusive Kids? Here we go. I'm going to get the drum out. There we go.
Oh, it's not a snare.
That's you, Paul.
$57.29.
Hey!
Wasn't that just incredible?
50 and guys, big ones.
Yeah, that's it. And that equates to 20,000 food packs we'll be able to pack over the next couple of weeks. To then start distributing to the Sunshine Coast. So
Paul, we were talking about it for the last 4 weeks. It's a new program for Inclusive Kids, but it doesn't just stop. Isn't the end, is it?
No, this is the beginning. So Friday was kind of, so the month-long raising and then Friday where we started the process of packing is just only the beginning. We're also working, you know, in other areas like with, you know, food suppliers around protein bars and then eventually within the next 18 months talking with educators about kind of food packs of what would that look like, what could that look like. So
cool.
We don't see the dried fruit as a silver bullet, as you said in your intro, but it's certainly a step in the right direction. And as they say, version one is better than version none. So, thank you, Sunshine Coast, and you guys for helping us at least to kickstart this process. So we've got, the next 18 months to look forward to for development. And you know, it was just amazing that so many people got behind it, you know. And 50,000, you know, in this market and this time is a lot of money, you know, and always there has been, but we understand, you know, it's even tougher now for, you know, people. And you said, as in the intro about, you know, just school kids giving their pocket money.
Yeah.
You know, we got Jack from Palmview, you know, who donated $26.50 twice.
Oh, so
you know, and we've never met Jack, but, you know, what a hero.
It is beautiful. Well, Paul
Hero
Morton,
is right. Hero
thank
is
you
right.
for all the work you do at Inclusive Kids. And, yeah, like we said, another big thank you to the Sunny Coast. We couldn't have done it without you.
You're all heroes.
Absolutely.
Pat yourselves on the back.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Want to play a bit of Bandle, Tazzy?
I've missed it. I've missed it over the weekend. This is our favourite game, Sunny Coast. Ellie versus me versus you, Sunny Coast, at Bandle. So there's a song we need to guess. It's called Bandle, B-A-N-D-L-E. Today's song has been split up into a few layers. Drums, bass, piano, strings, and then the vocal cover as well.
All right, you need to try and guess what the song is from its parts. Here we go. Here's the drum layer. Released in 2002.
Mm. sounds very Justin Timberlake. 2002 might be a bit early.
Drums? Didn't give away much there. Let's go to the bass.
If you think you know what it is, 545-11919. You can beat us to it. Sunny Coast, bragging rights if you can beat Queen Ellie Chaney over there.
Surely not. He don't love you, no, but he don't want anyone else to have you.
Got it. Can I just say, from the drums?
Yeah.
I mentioned.
You did.
Justin Timberlake.
You did. Wow, the piano really added to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh,
now
the phone's going off.
Lines well, are
we
lighting
do,
up.
Hang on, we do have a double pass to the Noosa Eat and Drink Festival.
Oh,
so
well.
We should take a call here. Hang on, let's go to Jack from Sunshine Beach. Jack, are you there?
Hello, Jack. Turn your radio down and speak to us instead. You've got us live.
There you go.
We're way better live than we are pre-recorded, mate. What do you think today's song is?
Definitely Cry Me a River.
Oh, that's the wrong thing.
Ellie, what are you doing?
I know. I had something else playing. And yes, you're right. It's Cry Me a River.
Hey, well done, Jack.
Hey, perfect.
Double pass to the Noosa Eat and Drink Festival's coming your way, mate.
Great, thanks so much, folks.
Noosa Eat and Drink, yeah, no matter whatever crap Ellie tried to play before. Noosa Eat and Drink, 30th of May to the 2nd of June, noosaeatdrink.com.au. Congratulations, Jack.
Thanks, guys.
Do you think that the song Cry Me a River would have been as successful if it went by the clue that they've given us for today as the title?
No, this will be a great one.
Instead of Cry Me a River, it's Weep Me a Stream.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9.
But I'm so excited for Friday night, Tazzy.
91.9 CFM's Cocktail Masterclass. For sunshine and suns, open every day. Book a Cocktail Masterclass online today.
It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. It is true, and Sunny Coast will be taking you with us this Friday. Sunshine and suns. Bring it on.
Oh, bring it on. Foz and Brooke will be there as well. You and I and the team from Sunshine and Sons, one of which joins us right now in the studio. Hi, Ash.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
We've missed you. We made some cocktails with you about 6 months ago, was it? Feels like it.
Yeah. Are you thirsty again?
Yes.
Always.
Amazing. Well, thankfully, I've brought in a couple of my favourite best friends today into the studio.
Great.
We've got our Sunshine and Sons world-winning vodka. We've got our hero, Mr. Barista, our coffee liqueur.
Of course.
Hang on, I'm looking at the Sunshine and Sons bottle of vodka here.
Yeah.
Look, the sticker they've got on it.
Of course they've got a little gold medal sticker on. They're the best in the world.
Vodka Awards, Botanical World's Best. Awesome.
Correct. So back in February, we took out World's Best Vodka at the World Vodka Awards, so we're pretty bloody proud of that.
So you should be. Like, think of all the places in the world that make vodka. And the Sunshine Coast makes the best.
Yes.
Like, let that sink in.
Yep.
That's just huge. Now, you are the brains behind the Cocktail Masterclasses. Is this right, Ash?
I am. I'm so flattered. Thank you. Yes. So I thankfully have started something really fun for our distillery. It's a super fun experience. That's what we want to create.
Yep.
So come on in. For 2 hours of your afternoon, I can make your world a much better place.
Do you
love
do
it.
Hens parties there? Because I feel like that's a great hens
Hens
option.
Party, birthday party, Mother's Day, work party, just a way to say I love you.
Just a Wednesday afternoon.
Just a day in July. Any day's a good day for it. So, yeah, if you jump onto our website, you can book in there. It's we're doing something a little bit extra special on Friday with some more guests than normal. But traditionally speaking, 2 to 10 guests.
Yep.
I can make your world a better place any afternoon.
Now, on Friday night, when we take our listeners there, what are we going to be making? Or is that a surprise?
Well, we will be making our spressitini, as I like to call it, which
Great.
We are making She's very shortly in studio.
Ellie
but we've
fist pumped the air. Just letting you know how excited she is.
Oh, that's
She's
how
celebrated
I feel.
Like she'd scored a try in Origin.
But I will not keep all of my... I will keep all of my secrets
okay.
from you.
Great.
Okay.
So you'll just have to win and find out.
All and right. we're making the spressitini this afternoon as
Absolutely
well?
Absolutely we are. So all I'm right. not sure if you, either of you know the story of how the spressitini came about.
I do not.
So the story goes that in New York, a model walks into a bar and turns to a bartender and says, make me something that will wake me up and F me up.
Oh, all right.
In that order.
Wow. There you go.
Great. Okay, so we're going to make those over this song. Ellie, what do you think about taste testing?
Look, if I have to, I will
she loves
have a
an,
sip of it.
She loves an espresso martini.
Some would call me quality control, you know? And look, I trust Ash and Sunshine and Suns. I don't trust you, though, Taz.
Humans are 80% water. You are 80% espresso martinis.
All right, over the song, we are going to be making in studio espresso martinis with Sunshine and Suns, and you could be too on Friday night very soon. Your chance to join us, 545-11919 at CFM. Joined by Ash from Sunshine and Suns, and you two during that song have just been shaken like there's no tomorrow.
Not
shaken
stirred.
Up a storm.
Yes.
Not stirred. Hang on, where am I pouring?
Or should I say shaken up espresso teeny?
Yeah, you are. You're getting ready for the cocktail masterclass that you, Taz, me, Foz, Brooke.
Mine? Why does yours look good and mine doesn't look good?
You got to shake it, baby.
Did I not shake it?
Oh, they're still working.
The more shake, the more froth.
No.
Oh, yours looks so sad.
Terrible.
Oh, look at Ash's. It's beautiful. There's a little bit of froth on the
Cheers.
Top.
Oh, mine looks. It'll still taste great, but
will
it?
It'll still taste beautiful.
Hang on, we need to hand them over to the queen.
Here we go. Taste test truth.
Oh, okay. Oh gosh, I feel this is a lot.
Maybe
me getting
go the bad one first, and then go
okay.
The
okay. All right. Here we go. Is this work? Honestly, is this what I do for
this
a job?
This is what you're getting paid for today.
Okay. This is how I feel whenever I host masterclasses. Is this work?
Yes.
It's just such a fun afternoon.
All right. I've just tried Taz's.
Remember, we're about a minute or two away from giving away a double pass to the cocktail masterclass this
you did
Friday
a double
as well.
Shot, didn't you?
545-11919. Me? No.
No. I mean, look, I didn't see if there was a double shot.
Oh yeah, Ashes is a lot better.
Oh, of course it is. That's why we're learning from the best.
And if you come in for a cocktail masterclass, when you make your cocktails at home at 10 o'clock at night in the kitchen, yours will also win the best.
There you go.
Just remember to shake it. Don't do it like what I did.
Yeah, Taz, yours, I don't know. I feel like your quantities might have been a bit off there.
I spilled quite a bit over here. It made a real mess.
You will be on. And Sunny Coast, if you want to come along, Friday evening, cocktail masterclass, Sunshine and Suns, give us a call, 545-11919. I've got a double pass to give away right now.
Yeah, Sunshine Zones open every day. Book a cocktail masterclass online today or give us a call. We want you to join us this Friday.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this. Stop. Tidbit time.
I've got a brief tidbit this afternoon, but a good one.
Great. How many words?
I can do it in 15 or less.
All right.
Are you going to count?
Yep.
The first whales... Oh, I might have shot the... Over here. Oh, you're not counting. I may have shot... Okay.
No.
The first whales of the annual migration will be off the Sunshine Coast soon. I feel like you...
14! I think. I think it was 14.
Okay, I'll rephrase. We're going to see whales soon.
Great. Have we got dates?
No, just soon. They're going to start their remarkable resurgence.
Okay. I love it. I really want to see whales. I was at Point Cartwright yesterday looking out going, hang on, whales are soon.
Like, whales are
I didn't
soon.
Know exactly how soon.
They're soon.
Love it.
I can't tell you exactly how soon. It's the only part that I copied and pasted.
What did
from
you
the
tell me 2 minutes ago? Preparation...
Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Yeah, well, that's what we're hearing right now as part of the titty.
Just keep your eyes on the ocean.
Soon.
And eventually you'll see them. That is what I've got to say.
Oh, welcome to Monday, Sunny Coast.
Yeah, look, Monday at nearly 6 o'clock.
Only gets worse from here.
It's wheels down.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.